Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today discussing Philip Rivers, who has retired. And let's discuss, is he a Hall of Famer? It's all brought to you by DraftKings.
Hey guys, PFF and DraftKings have teamed up for a special offer this weekend only. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code PFF when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if any QB scores a rushing or receiving touchdown. Catch the ball this time, Tom. That's code PFF for new players to get $100 if any quarterback scores a rushing or receiving touchdown for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
All right, Sam, it's time for much debate about Philip Rivers. Of course, he came into the league with Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger in 2004. I think with Roethlisberger, no debate. Hall of Famer. Eli Manning, some debate. Two championships, above average career. But Philip Rivers, different type of career than those other two guys. Didn't really get it done in the postseason. So where do you stand? Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
I think it becomes a really interesting debate for him because he has a similar career to Eli Manning in terms of, you know, retiring he's retiring fifth in all-time passing yards, fifth in all-time touchdowns. That I think is one or two, it's one spot better than Eli Manning when Manning retired. It's obviously higher numbers because he lasted longer, but it's in the same kind of ballpark, right? And so he's been a compiling plus quarterback in this new era of exploding passing numbers. But unlike Eli Manning, he doesn't have the rings. He doesn't have the validation of the championships. And with Manning in particular, like, he was a critical part of those Super Bowls. It wasn't like he was just a passenger for two Super Bowls. He was instrumental in actually winning those rings, which to me is Manning's best argument for the Hall of Fame. If you remove that for Rivers and you're like, okay, here's a guy who was just a very, very good quarterback, but clearly a step behind the best of his generation, or at least the comparable generation, the Mannings, the Bradys, the Drew Brees. Like, Rivers is a notable step behind those guys and doesn't have the validation of the postseason championship. Does that get you in the Hall of Fame? And I think you can make a pretty good argument that it doesn't.
Yeah, so I've been of the mind for years that I would lean more towards a yes for Philip Rivers, and I think I'm going to talk myself out of it. Because of the passing explosion, you absolutely can't use just touchdowns or passing yards, and obviously Rivers is up there, and the longevity has been fantastic. The thing I've always gone back to is, are you a top five player at your position in your generation during the time that you were playing in the NFL? And I think Rivers had obviously years where he was a top five quarterback, 2010, 2009, both 90-plus PFF grades. He bounced back in 2018, 88.9, was a top five-ish type of quarterback for us. 2013, 88.2. Those were his best years by PFF standards. We go back to 2006. But there's also a lot of slightly above average years, mediocre years in there. It reminds me a little bit of Kurt Warner's career, but without the, again, Super Bowls, without the postseason runs that Kurt Warner had. Kurt Warner's peaks were outstanding, even better than Rivers. But Rivers has good peaks. But there was a point where Kurt Warner really dropped off, lost his starting job, had issues. Rivers didn't get that bad, but it reminds me of some of the ebbs and flows where there wasn't really a consistent 5 or 10 year stretch where you're like, hey, Philip Rivers is a top five quarterback, no doubt. And I think that's probably going to hurt him in the long run.
I will say that Philip Rivers had a period of peak play that an Eli Manning never had, and probably even a Ben Roethlisberger, right? Rivers essentially led PFF's passing grades, 91.8, 92.8, for two consecutive years. He was the number one graded passing quarterback in 2009, number one graded passing quarterback in 2010, just above Favre in 2009, that incredible season with the Vikings that Favre had, and just ahead of Tony Romo, and Romo on really small number of snaps, and then Peyton Manning, the next guy. So you can make an argument that Rivers was the best quarterback in the NFL for a two-year stretch, something that I don't think you can say about Eli Manning, that I don't think you can say about Ben Roethlisberger. So that is something that he does get to lean on. The other thing is, we kind of point to the failure in postseason play for Philip Rivers, and there's something to the idea that, you know, there's a couple of games here or there where he didn't really have a great performance. And, you know, unlike Eli Manning, who went on these incredible runs and won a Super Bowl at the end of it, Rivers just didn't. Having said that, if you pull up the totality of their PFF postseason grading, they're basically the same guy, right? Eli Manning, overall 80.7 PFF grade in the playoffs. Philip Rivers, 80.5 PFF grade in the playoffs. They're basically the exact same grade on almost the exact same number of snaps. There's like, what is that, eight snaps between the two of them in terms of postseason play. The difference is that when Eli Manning got hot, he had a team around him capable of also matching it and going on a run. Like, that Giants defensive front was insane and also went on a run at the same time as Eli Manning got hot. Conversely, the Chargers were just never able to put a team around Philip Rivers that deserved to win a Super Bowl. The offensive line around him was always miserable. The defense around him was usually not of the caliber that could go on that kind of run and help him to a championship. Similarly, Ben Roethlisberger, the very beginning of his career, was basically just a passenger on that team, became a bigger part of it later. But again, the Steelers were able to put better teams around Roethlisberger, which is why he got to Super Bowl. So, you know, the stick that's going to get used to beat Philip Rivers, I think, is probably wide of the mark.
Yeah, the part I'll disagree with there, though, is I don't know that you can use totality of postseason grades, because each round is different, right? So if you do play the majority of your games in the wild card or the divisional round, you are more, it is easier generally to play better, to put up better grades or to put up better stats. It gets more difficult as you get to the conference championship and the Super Bowl. And I think there's something about the run, right? Not so much, oh, you had a bad game and you went one and done, Eli, in 2008 or whatever it might have been. But you went on a run in 2007. You went on a run in 2011. And I think that matters. And I think Rivers did have the team around him. He had some really bad luck in 2006, but they were the number one seed in the AFC. 2007, they made it to the AFC Championship. Rivers gets hurt. That's not completely on him, obviously. So they had a team.
And played with a torn ACL.
Right. I mean, he's a baller, man. He's been so durable. He's played through injury. I get it. He's also been incredible to watch with that funky motion, but still being able to drive the ball down the field in a vertical Norv Turner passing attack for the early part of his career. So much of it I love. I just think, let me go back to the postseason stuff. I think it's tough to compare unless you get more conference championships and Super Bowls in there. But the other piece that I keep coming back to is this top five thing. In this era, I think it's clear as day, Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, and Manning, right? They're the top four guys of the last 20 years, the years in which Philip Rivers played. But the guys ahead of him include a Ben Roethlisberger, a Russell Wilson over the last 8 or 9 years, Andrew Luck, really, when he was out there. Matt Ryan is going to have a very similar case to Philip Rivers. Matt Ryan has probably been a tick better than Rivers during their stretch of play. So I think, you know, Rivers is a top 8 to 10 quarterback during his era, and I don't know if that's enough. Especially when you don't have the postseason runs to lean on, like an Eli, like a Big Ben, or some of these other guys.
I think so. I take your point that it's harder to play well in the Super Bowl, the conference championships, where the teams are better. On the other hand, if you're in the wild card round the entire time, it's probably because your team isn't that great, and it's therefore harder to be good because you're up against it. You're not the favorite. You're not going to be the better team. You're going to be in a tough situation. So it's against easier competition generally, but you're also behind the eight ball because you're not the best team out there. I think that the Matt Ryan point is a very good one. Matt Ryan is what, like 8,000 passing yards behind Philip Rivers right now with, you know, several years in hand in terms of time in the NFL. He's got like a few years to chase that down. Matt Ryan is probably going to end up with a very similar overall kind of career to Philip Rivers, right down to not getting a Super Bowl ring unless something, you know, dramatic changes, right down to having a year in his case where you can point to and say Matt Ryan is the best quarterback in the NFL this season. He had that MVP caliber season with Kyle Shanahan pulling the strings. Rivers had that stretch as well, the 2009-2010 stretch. So I think those are two very, very similar careers to point at. And the problem is that there's going to be more of those guys the longer we go because of this era of exploding stats, right? This is finishing in the top five in yards, touchdowns, all those cumulative numbers is going to happen more and more because these guys have played in this era. But I think the case for Rivers is that you can point to a couple of years where he was arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. And I think even though over 15 years, you're right, he's in that next tier. He's in 5 to 8 in terms of ranking. There was a time where you can point to him and say nobody's doing it better than him. And that probably is important.
Yeah, it is by PFF grades. I just don't know if that's going to be completely acknowledged by people, because I don't think anybody's going to look at 2009 and 10 and look at our grading and say, well, Rivers was better than Drew Brees or Peyton Manning that year or Tom Brady, you know, because the stats just didn't match up. Ryan at least has that MVP caliber season plus the stats to match up. I'm leaning against Rivers. I've talked myself out of it, and it's in part we've got all the grading since 2006. He has 8 years grading below 80, 6 years of 80 plus. I think he's very good. I think he's a top 8 quarterback of his generation, right there with a Matt Ryan type. And I think for me, that's the outside looking in. So let us know. What do you think? Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer? It's the PFF NFL Daily.